I wanted to talk about ordination ceremony, but I think it is pretty difficult to explain it, you know, because you have no idea of, you know, Buddhist priesthood. And what you have in your mind is priest in America, you know, so I have no words to communicate.
A good portion of the tape was inaudible on the original here.
Inanimate and animate beings. So everything has its own position in Buddha's, as a Buddhist. That is fundamental teaching of Buddhism, and that is the structure of the teaching. So we cannot say priest is highest, or animal is lowest. Tentatively, as we are, you know, human beings, or as we are teachers or disciples, but we are all friends of Buddhists. We are all Buddhists. Tentatively, we take some responsibility. To express Buddha's teaching. But each one of us, because each one of us has one's own position and responsibility, so the value of each one is the same. That is fundamental, you know, structure of Sangha. With this understanding, we observe ordination ceremony. Some of them will become priests, and some of them will remain. And we will fulfill our responsibility. We realize, for the realization of the teaching, for the practice of our teaching, this is, you know, why we have ordination ceremony, because we need, you know, please. But it doesn't mean priest is highest or something like that. But when we, you know, have some ceremony, or when we have some activity according to the situation, someone will take more responsibility. And that is quite natural thing, which will happen to us. with this spirit, I want you to join our ordination ceremony. As someday you will be a priest or a nun, and no one knows, you know, what will happen to us. But whatever happened to us, if you want to join our order and express Buddha, I want you to join our ceremony, and I shall be very grateful for you if you appreciate